Just 16 campaigning days remain before voters go to the polls for midterm elections, and unhappiness among the body politic is at near record levels. President Bush's disapproval ratings have climbed past 60%, only outstripped by disapproval of Congress, which rests at more than 70%. The two standout issues in politics, war and the economy, are working against the president and his fellow Republicans. The political and military outlook in Iraq has degenerated to the point where Mr. Bush and his closest advisors are virtually alone in expressing any remaining optimism. Pocketbook issues are less clear-cut. There are scattered signs of economic health. The Dow toyed with 12,000 this past week, giving boosters something to cheer. But even with stocks up and gas prices settling down, uneasiness persists among American wage earners. That, combined with a plague of sex and ethics scandals in Washington, has Republicans at serious risk of losing their majority in the House and clinging precariously to control of the Senate. 2 years ago, a few weeks before the presidential election of 2004, we visited Broken Bow, Nebraska, a rock-solid Republican town in the geographic center of a fire engine red state. At the time, we found a town square bordered with struggling businesses, farmers and ranchers scratching out a living, and worries that the area was losing its most precious resource.
There's an out-migration of the youth. Your farms and ranches are getting larger. Your families are getting smaller, and fewer families are moving in.
For some, the war in Iraq raised little more than a distant thunder.
No, I don't hear much about it, really. It's a long ways from here. We live out here in the boonies, and I'm glad we're here.
But for others, it was a worry.
I'm concerned about the war in Iraq. I think we're going in the wrong direction. I think we need a change.
Others were determined to stay the course.
I do believe that if we keep a military stance there, we will be able to give that country democracy.
And the president enjoyed popularity any politician would envy.
Anybody that'll wear a cowboy hat is a friend of mine, so.
Much has changed in Broken Bow in the 2 years since our visit. The sad old Ben Franklin store with its windows covered has closed, and its place taken by the new bank of Broken Bow. An old-fashioned soda fountain has opened, attracting young and old to its counter. The children of farmers and ranchers are still looking beyond Broken Bow for their futures, but some middle-class white-collar workers are using computers and high-speed lines to live in an affordable small town. Even some new blue-collar jobs are on the horizon. Mayor Jim Franzen met us during the bustling early morning coffee hour at the City Cafe on the town square to bring us up to date on things in Broken Bow.
Right now we're working on an ethanol plant. We're working on getting the downtown area declared on the National Registry of Historical Places. After we get that done, then we're going to be working on the streets outside here, and Nebraska Department of Roads wants to put a viaduct over 4th Street, and closing some of the streets downtown is a really big issue, crossing the tracks. And
what are people in Broken Bow saying about some of the national issues? First of all, the economy.
Well, the economy in our area is ag-related, and consequently we want the farm program because they give several million dollars to Custer County. The businesses around town, I think they're doing really well. Our sales tax is up. They're up considerably from what they were a year ago, and that's how we tell on how much the businesses are doing. And I know some of that is inflation, just on the cost of the products that they sell. But other than that, I think it's going really well on economy.
How is the war affecting life in Broken Bow?
Well, it's affected us a great deal because our National Guard unit left here last summer. They're going to be gone for over a year. Eventually, they're going to wind up overseas. And it was kind of a tearful leaving, you know what I mean, because we took people out of businesses. We took people, you know, family people and stuff like this away from Custer County. Yeah, the war does affect us.
How many people had to go? How many?
There was 36 in our National Guard unit here.
For a community this small,
yeah,
that's a lot
that's
of people.
Quite a bit.
Ready for more coffee?
The war is very close to home at the City Cafe. Charlene Walson took a break from serving customers to tell us about her two sons in the Army, both serving with the 167th Cavalry in Iraq.
My oldest, Jeffrey, is a sergeant. He's a mechanic. And my youngest is a specialist, and his name is John, J-O-N. His stepfather is J-O-H-N. And he is a scout. Right now he's inspecting vehicles as they come onto the base. And that's probably the least safe of the two jobs. It is a great relief to me that they are on a base. They do not leave the base. That, to me, feels like they're about as safe as we are here. They're more heavily guarded, but they're about as safe. And I'm so proud that they have chosen to do this. I feel it's the right thing to serve your country and to protect our freedom. I don't care about people that say that we shouldn't be at war. There are times that you have to protect what's yours. And I think they're doing that. I know that my oldest, especially since he got married, would rather be home with his two girls. I would love for him to be. But at the same time, he enjoys doing what he does. So I think he'll stay home when he's done, though.
Are you in support of what's being done in Iraq?
I am. I'm not one of these people that you should fight over everything. But I do believe that, like I said, you have to protect what's yours. You have to stand up for what's right. And it doesn't always look like the right thing, and we don't always know what's going on. People are quick to complain about government and politicians, and I won't say they're always right, but I say that we don't always know. There is so much that we don't know sitting back here. I believe also that God protects those who protect themselves. He takes care of us, but you can't just sit around and wait for him to either. In the Bible, there are places that it talks about not fighting, turning the other cheek, so to speak. And then there are also places that say to stand up for yourself, an eye for an eye. They don't contradict in my mind. There is a time and a place for both.
When do you think your boys will be home?
We are planning March at this time, but we are also aware that it could be an extra 4 months. It's a wait and see. If they need them there, they'll stay. Not that the military gives them any choice, but that's, you just do what's right.
We'll let you go back to work before the rush comes in.
Yes, kind of need to.
Thank you so much.
That was Charlene Walson, speaking to us at the City Cafe on the main square in Broken Bow, Nebraska.